Basically dunking the ball now instead of him trying to lay it up. He actually jumps with it and dunks it. So, I mean, that's a big difference from last year. I mean, him and Marcus had the same amount of dunks in the season. So, I'm really looking forward to him dunking the ball a lot more this year than Marcus does. So, I mean, it's just he's been doing a pretty good job with it. I mean, he's been able to run the court better and be able to move. He's a lot more quicker than he was. Gets off the floor a little quicker than he did. So, it's been a good thing.
How important is it to develop another go-to scorer from wherever to compliment Marcus, kind of take that burden off him a little bit?
We always need to help him in any way we can. We need somebody to be able to score. But, I mean, in ways all of us can put points on the board, it's just we have to all do it consistently. Not have nights off and have a bad game here and there. Just we can't just let Marcus be out there by himself and scoring all the points. We have to be able to help him out. I mean, Marcus can't beat a team by himself. I mean, he did against State, but that was one game. But I mean, we have to be able to step up as a team and be able to help him on the offensive end.
Is that like a mentality over the summer? How do you work on that over the summer?
I mean, we've just been working on what we always been. It's just you got to be more consistent with our play. Just have to be able to go out there and take the best shot for this team and not be the ones that just throw up a shot just because we're open or just because we didn't take a shot before. It's just we have to be able to take the best shot for this team and be able to help him out because, I mean, we all know he can score. Some of us can really score. It's just we have to all be able to contribute to it.
How much more confidence do you, the post guys, you and Devin and Joel, how much more confidence do you guys have now than maybe did a year ago? I know last year was a really growing experience for all you guys.
I'm very, very confident. I've always been very confident. It's just not my freshman year I wasn't because I didn't know what really to do just coming in and all hit me so fast. So, I mean, my confidence has really built. Joel's and Desmond's, Kennedy's, Isaiah's, all of ours has been, it's been getting there because we all got some playing experience last year. We all got there a good bit. So, I mean, we'll be able to contribute this year. We all know what to expect. We all know what coach expects from us, so I mean, we all know what to do.
Can you tell a difference in those guys you're going up against in practice? I mean, you're guarding those guys. Can you tell a difference in the way they carry themselves, the way they do things?
Everybody's a lot more aggressive than they were last year. I mean, we were kind of aggressive, but I mean, we're really aggressive now because we know that coach really needs somebody to step up because that's the biggest emphasis that he has on offense. He wants to get inside the post, so we can open up shots for like Marcus and JP and Joel, Theo, Justin, all the perimeter guys be able to shoot threes and stuff. So, I mean, we've all been very aggressive in the post to be able to try to score something.
People look at you maybe as a guy who can sort of make a leap, kind of almost as Marcus did last year. Mm-hmm. Do you see that in yourself?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, you just have to work a little harder. I mean, you can always work a little harder with whatever you're doing. And I mean, I could be that person, just have to be able to go out there and show it.
Can you tell me about what went into gaining weight these years? What does it involve? What is the regimen they have you on to do that? Is it just weights and lots of eating, or what is it?
It was just weights and a seafood diet. When I say seafood, I mean whatever you see, eat. But I mean, it's just, I tried to follow the regimen that he gave me. It's just, I couldn't eat as healthy as I should have. But, I mean, I was just eating as much as I could. Every time I'd go out and eat, I'd spend $10, $15 on a meal. Somebody smaller than me would probably spend like 8 or 9 on a big size meal, but for me, I had to spend a little bit more to be able to get a little more out of it. So, I mean, just had to eat a lot more, ate 4 or 5 times a day instead of 6. I mean, I tried to get the 6th one in there, but it just didn't happen. So, I mean, I was really happy at what I was able to do with just the 4 or 5 meals a day and just lifting weights and taking all the, drinking the protein shakes and vitamins that they gave me to be able to help me gain weight.
When you look back at those yourself from senior high school, freshman year, like 180, what do you think about when you see that?
Man, I don't even want to think about those. It's just, I did look at a picture of myself from high school and it wasn't pretty. I looked at myself now and I was like, well, really came a long way because, Lord, I thought I was going to waste away. When I saw that picture, I was like, I was really skinny back then. It's just, thought I was heavier than I was, but I wasn't, so. Learning process.
Does that kind of show you all the work you put in, though, to see
that?
Yeah,
so that I put in a lot of work over the last 2 years to be able to gain 40-something pounds just to be able to get where I am now.
How close do you think you are to where Coach Williams wants you to be as far as defense goes?
I'm getting very close. I mean, I've been working on it the past 2 years. So, I mean, I know I've kind of gotten the aspect of it from last year, and now I'm just trying to, like, fine-tune it and get the extra details to it this year. So
what's the biggest struggle? Is it knowing the right position to be in, or you know, how to guard a guy in the post? What's the biggest struggle?
Just playing with a sense of urgency the entire time. Don't have any letdowns. Don't get lazy during the defensive end. Be able to stay alert the entire time. So that's just the biggest thing.